News time. Alert. Bo's back. Just running in there like scrambled eggs.
Mashed potatoes.
Like some type of Western omelet. So he came rushing down there and he skateboarded back.
Yeah.
Man's on a mission.
He's very efficient.
Man's on a mission. So are you, Will. You're on a mission today.
Yeah, trying to get stuff done, you know? Whew. It's important for the people. Whew. Do it for the people.
Jeez. Take it easy on us, man.
No.
We're not ready. Y'all ain't even ready.
No.
Mr. Willie Dude, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He decided that he's going to do a lot of heavy lifting on this episode.
Uh-oh. I just fart. I throw up. You're like, well, yeah.
Looks like you got a few cool things up top. Apple is exploring reverse and true wireless charging technology. True.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that as much anymore, but that used to be a thing. People were like, I see the wire. That's not true wireless charging. You know what I mean? People used to say, I'm saying, man.
Well, how are they going to get electricity? It's like physics, man.
No. What it was is being marketed as wireless charging, but then there's a wire going to the wireless charger.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that's not how I envisioned it. So people thought they wanted the, you know, they saw the burger sitting on the sign and then they went inside and they were like, why my burger look like this?
Why does it look so sad?
Why my burger? Who squished my burger?
Why is it wrinkly?
Why you gotta squish my burger? Well, anyway, so we saw the true wireless, let's say. I mean, stuff still has power, but it's as far as between your device does not have to touch the thing with the wire. That's the true wireless, right? You remember who was showing it off? Like you're in the room and it's just power is flowing.
Mm-hmm. So in this case,
go ahead, Will.
They added they're trying some technology to do reverse charging for the iPad, the next generation. And they somehow thought that they could revive AirPower. Was it called AirPower? That charging pad?
Yeah, but that's old fashioned wireless charging though.
Yeah. So they figured out like, okay, if we're going to use it for reverse charging on the iPad, then, you know, we could do that or we can use that technology to put it in AirPower, the next generation or the first generation because of it failed.
Because there was no first
generation.
They're
going to revive it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was such a weird moment in time when that thing died because it just was very un-Apple-like for something to be so close to release and then have them bail on. I mean, something must have been terribly wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, they've come out with alternatives, but nothing exactly like it. And here's another crazy part. That thing was announced with the iPhone X in 2017.
Mm.
2017. 2 years before COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure you were 13 years old back then.
Yeah, I was a youngin.
Pretty sure you were playing in a treehouse.
When I was 13?
That's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You were hanging out.
Possibly.
You were hanging out in the treehouse with your comic books.
Yeah. And a flashlight and a blanket.
That's right.
Yeah.
And which comic book?
With snacks.
Which comic book was it?
I would say X-Men.
Nice. That's cool. Some high profile edition.
Sure.
Some first edition or something.
Yeah.
Bloomberg previously reported that Apple was working on both an AirPower successor and true wireless technology in an article published last June. The article claimed that Apple plans to ultimately add a reverse wireless charging feature to the iPad. So yeah, okay, that's cool. iPad can charge other devices. And the company was exploring the idea of developing an AirPower successor, even though can't really be a successor when the other one didn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative wireless charging methods that can work over greater distances than an inductive connection. So we've seen this demonstrated. Who was it that was showing that off? Was it Xiaomi or was it... there's like this tower in the room, which is connecting... Was it Oppo or... I really can't remember. I think it was Xiaomi.
I feel like Is it this one here?
Is that Xiaomi? Yeah, who is that? Over the air. A couple companies showed it off shortly, like close to one another, time-wise. It's like this brick. It almost looks like a side table.
The Xiaomi Mi Air Charge.
There you go, Willie. Do. And just that was the one. I mean, you can check the videos right now, and they have a demonstration, two phones sitting across from it. This thing's like sitting beside the chair, the couch, and it's just charging whatever phone's in the room. It's like, yeah, we're charging. You don't have to think about it. It wasn't very fast, the charging, and this was just a showcase at some sort of a technology event. But still, it's very futuristic. You see 5 watts. Well, it's not terrible.
You walk in, and then it automatically charges your phone.
Within a certain proximity, 144 antennas that transfers energy to the smartphone.
Radiation is just bouncing everywhere.
An extremely narrow.
So thick.
No, it's an extremely narrow millimeter wave. 5-watt remote charging solution. You're just always charging.
Grow an extra ear.
Well, you probably do that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then,
but anyway, so I presume something like this happens. If you're a company like Apple, you need to look into this technology and figure out what your version of it would look like, or if you're going to develop it or not, or if you're going to start playing around with those technologies and so forth. Or they might have already been, but just not the first to show it off. So I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Razer's Qualcomm-powered handheld console leaks. Oh, they got their own. What was the Steam product? Steam, the portable. You don't remember either? Oh wow, Valve. They did their own portable, and then they delayed it. And wow, you're searching Valve handheld Steam Deck.
Steam Deck.
Yeah, because we were making the Stream Deck jokes because you're tapping on a Stream Deck all day.
For some reason, this name just. I can't remember it.
You won't.
There's too many words that's, related to Steam.
There's too many words out there.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
My vocabulary is very
few too many words small. Out there. It's all these scary words.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would have called it. But anyway, yeah, Steam.
So it looks similar.
Deck. Looks very similar. Qualcomm Snapdragon G3X powers Razer's handheld gaming console, Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 flagship SoC, also leaked. I mean, it's mobile components as far as processing is concerned, but and it looks, it has a little curvature on the top. Okay, let's read some of these specs. It looks pretty cool. USB-C port for XR accessories, support for DisplayPort over USB-C, a 6,000 milliamp hour battery, 1080p webcam, and incredible ergonomics. Incredible ergonomics. I really think about ergonomics when I see a device that's that big that I'm holding.
Ergonomics or weight? Which one do you prefer?
I think about ergonomics because it's not typical. It's not a typical controller layout where you have a screen in the middle, because then your hands are pretty far apart compared to like the one we did in the recent iPad video where you just have a large screen and then the controller below it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you got a very popular product that Nintendo put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it manages to put the controls on the side and be just fine. So it's this kind of balance. It's this dance, if you will.
Sure.
Between of ergonomics and weight. If it's light enough, I don't think it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that graphic there. The spec one, the first one in the left there. Yeah, click on that one. Snapdragon G. Why does everything look like it's some kind of weird Photoshop filter, like a some kind of paint filter that's on there from what is this image?
Yeah, there's some weird effects.
It looks like oil paint. It's an oil paint effect. That's what it is. Snapdragon G3X handheld developer kit, 120 hertz HDR OLED, 5G millimeter wave, USB-C port, as we mentioned, massive 6,000 milliamp hour battery in there, Snapdragon sound. It's showing off some fully wireless earbuds. You've also got Wi-Fi 6E in there, Bluetooth 5.2, and a 1080p webcam. So do they see these streamers of the future sitting back on the couch with the webcam facing and streaming from anywhere at any time?
I don't mind it. It could be like a new breed.
The fully mobile streamer.
Yeah, in a hot tub too.
Don't even need a laptop. Well, it changes the way that you don't need. If you don't need a laptop, then you don't need a desk. If you don't need a desk, then you can be in a lot of places.
You could be anywhere, yeah.
Although,
on a beach?
Laptop's a laptop because of your lap.
Right.
But how many people
you're not gaming on there?
Use it on the lap. It gets hot, and then
yeah.
And then if you're streaming, you got a weird angle because you have to have it tipped back because it's starting quite low to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of considerations here. Anyway, Razer, good, you know, good for Razer. Razer's got an expanding product line. They had the gaming laptops. It's a kind of a natural progression here. And you knew it was going to get competitive when you saw all the attention around the Steam Deck product.
Yeah.
That people are really curious about these form factors. And everyone's gaming.
Yeah.
Way up there, having a time. Okay.
All right.
Today's sponsor, Manscaped. Perfect for the holiday season. All kinds of options, things to buy as gifts for others, for yourself. Stocking stuffers, actually.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew about those type of things, because some of those like items over in the formulations, crop preserver, the body wash. Wow, they got a new body wash. 2-in-1 shampoo. Look at how the product line keeps expanding. Holy cow.
I mean, I'm excited to try the cologne, really.
All right, the eau de toilette, because we're very refined. Crop exfoliator, gentle groin exfoliant.
Mm-hmm.
What a word, exfoliant.
I thought you meant groin.
That's a word as well. These are all words. Anyway, what it's really about is a Lawnmower 4.0. I didn't even realize it's still selling the 3.0, I guess at a discount. Trimmer for groin and body grooming. This is a gentle way of saying balls as well, with the ceramic blade. You can use it wherever you want, and it's going to be the gentlest experience you've had. It's also got a little flashlight on there for all occasions. It's waterproof, so you can use it in the shower if you choose to. Rechargeable with a stand. I mean, maybe you want to get the premium gift for somebody and you pick up the Lawnmower 4.0, or like I said, there's the stocking stuffers on there as well for others or for yourself this holiday season. Thank you to Manscaped.
Get 20% off with free shipping when you go to manscaped.com/Lou. That's 20% off with free shipping when you go to manscaped.com/Lou. Clean up your balls and make Santa proud this year. Thank you to Manscaped.
Tesla Cybertruck is going to have yoke steering wheel, Elon Musk says. It'll be a tech bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Tech bandwagon. What does he mean by that? Like everyone's going to get on the tech bandwagon, or it's an actual bandwagon itself?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Well, of course it's going to have a yoke. All the modern Teslas are using the yoke and all the renders, and we're showing off with the yoke, all the pictures we've seen. I really want this car, actually.
I think we all do.
I like this car. This is it's big. It's off-roady. It's a Warthog. I don't know about that, like, that marble finish on the render. That's kind of a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what the... Has the big display in the middle, that huge center console. Looks like three cup holders. I'm a big cup holder guy.
You are, yes.
Oh, man, I pay a lot of attention to the cup holders. I use the cup holders. I run out of cup holders. Because I need a cup holder sometimes to deal with previous cups.
Yes.
Will the Cybertruck have a yoke? This came via Twitter. Cybertruck is intentionally an insane technology bandwagon. I mean, listen, they're going to pour everything into the Cybertruck. It's going to be insane. It's not going to be for everyone, which is fine.
Hopefully it'll be worth it.
Because it got delayed again. Scroll back up to the top here. Let's see what it says. Elon Musk confirmed the Tesla Cybertruck is going to have the yoke steering wheel. Better version of the new steering. Yeah, maybe they'll make some changes to it by the time it comes out. 2022 is what it is now. Tesla brought the yoke steering wheel to production with the S and X recent versions. Controversial move. Definitely, I've gotten used to it myself. More to come on that, because I have the most comprehensive, like, just ridiculously detailed Model S Plaid video coming up. Part of it.
Okay, just a little bit of a spoiler, though. Do you like the yoke? And do you want it in a pickup?
Well, so I don't think it's possible to really fall in love with it. It's not a thing that there's a huge learning curve to it, like as far as getting even marginally comfortable with it, because of how long and how much exposure you've had to typical wheels. They've been on everything. I would say, you know, inside of tight quarters, and it just depends on your driving habits. If you live in the city, I should have said this actually in the Tesla video. I was trying to imply its pros and cons, but my lifestyle is not a big deal because I do a ton of cruising, like road trip type of thing. And then even when I'm around town, I got parking everywhere, like lots of it. I'm not doing parallel parking. I'm not doing 3-point turns almost ever. And when cruising, I actually prefer it because I got this really nice line of sight and there's these nubs and it's a really comfortable place to rest your hands and monitor what the car is seeing. So that advantage for me and my driving habit outweighs the downside of it being clumsy when you're in tight quarters trying to park it.
Right.
So you got to ask yourself, you know, what is your environment like as far as how much you're going to like or not like it? I think the ultimate scenario is that they make it optional. And it's that, you know, just like you pick your wheels, your rims, you pick your driving device, whether you want to pick the yoke or pick the wheel. That's the ultimate scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But more on that in the official video. Stop spoiling it, Will.
All right.
Realme confirms first premium flagship is coming. Renders and specs leak. First premium, they don't, I guess, that's right. I guess they don't. Premium flagship seems to imply it's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's always been a budget-friendly brand and then their previous products haven't met that criteria. They confirm the phone and its premium status. But now we know exactly what to do. That's a very bizarre camera unit. It's kind of pixel. It's kind of pixely.
I chose the story because of the look of it.
Yeah, it's kind of pixely with the visor look, which who knows, could be a whole new trend in the space.
Is it top heavy?
Is it top heavy? Is it
top? I try to be sophisticated there.
Is it top heavy?
It looks very top heavy.
I could get used to that, Will.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, right. That was... I never saw that come from you before.
Yeah, I'm playing some sketches here. Just having fun, you know?
Yeah. What inspired you?
Well, this.
Oh.
Yeah.
You took one look at it.
Sure, yeah.
And you turned British.
Yeah.
Very well. Yeah, look, man, it's... There's only so many ways to slather these slabs. You know? What are you going to put? Where are you going to put it? What reasons do you have for doing so? I think when I saw this phone, I was like, yeah, that's pretty distinct, but...
The Pixel 6 Pro.
Then I should have known immediately that there were going to be other phones that would have a similar style because that's just how it goes in the space, right?
Like a visor style.
Yeah, because everyone's running out of spots to put these things in, trying to make distinctive looking phones. That one has a kind of robotic, maybe even more so than this. That might even be more robot-y the way the curve comes up to meet the camera.
Yeah.
And they've also got it closer to the very top of the phone. So for sure, that thing's going to be a ramp when it's on its back.
Right.
It's going to lean quite a bit from bottom to top. But hey,
I guess it doesn't rock, right? Since it's just going to be
I don't think
flat,
it's going to rock.
So
yeah, I don't think it's going to rock side to side. Just ramp.
Good.
Ramp. And actually, maybe like a pleasing ramp when it's sitting on the table if you use it. Because then it's
sure,
kind of facing you a little bit.
Yeah. Like it has a nicer angle.
Ramp to it. All right, let's read some more about it. What does it say? Okay, the Realme GT 2 Pro will be the company's first premium flagship and its most premium phone to date. We have leaked renders and specs for the phone. If the rumors prove accurate, this would undoubtedly be the most expensive Realme phone ever. So no low price on this one. The upcoming GT 2 Pro will change that, according to Sky Lee. Now, imagine for a second your name was Sky Lee. Damn.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Those doesn't matter. Those are best names. You have no idea.
Okay.
You're like it applies either way. Sky Lee, the founder and CEO of Realme, the GT2 Pro.
Wait a second. Male.
The GT2 Pro will be the company's first and most premium flagship phone. Unfortunately, Lee didn't divulge any specs or other info on the phone, thanks to Steve Hammerstoffer and 91 Mobiles, though, we have some leaked information. Okay, so that's where we get the Snapdragon 898. Woo! 1440p, 6.8-inch OLED, 120 hertz refresh, 50 megapixel primary, 50 megapixel ultra-wide, 125 watt wire charging, 12 gigs of RAM, 256 storage, 32 megapixel selfie. for $799.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Will. That's you got the. I mean, you checked the boxes on the list, didn't you?
Impressive.
All right. Yeah. Researchers have they shrink a camera to the size of a salt grain. Wow. Good thing the graphic is there because...
I mean, this is thumbnail worthy.
I was trying to imagine, you know, what that meant, like a camera, but salt grain size.
Yeah.
And the finger there.
Yes.
If you're looking at this picture, it gives you a much better idea of just how small we're talking. Micro-sized cameras have great potential to spot problems in the human body. Human body. And enables sensing for super small robots. But past approaches captured fuzzy, distorted images with limited fields of view. Now researchers at Princeton University and the University of Washington have overcome these obstacles with an ultra-compact camera the size of a coarse grain of salt. The new system can produce crisp, full-color images on par with a conventional compound camera lens, 500,000 times larger in volume. The researchers reported in a paper published November 29th in Nature Communications. So it goes in your body... Yeah. And they're just grooving, moving.
Yes.
And they say, hey, Willie Doo, you got a problem. We just captured it on our salt grain camera.
Yeah. You've got some nanobacteria in there.
Wow.
yeah. This.
What is it? Connected to a wire or does it transmit wirelessly? What's going on, Will?
So based on this scientific article here, it's the lens. They're trying to... reconfigure the lens to actually work with the light. Apparently light is a big problem, like just kind of refracting into it. So if they can create a lens that can not distort using algorithm as well, then they can become like a better image. So this is like the old lens that they had where it looks really fuzzy and the color's distorted.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is using... Neuro nano optics.
Let's go.
That would allow them to kind of just see the clear image.
Science, let's go. Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's very complicated, but I don't know, the thumbnail got me. The thumbnail is just like, well, if they can do that just using, you know, for health or something, it could be used in all types of use cases, right? Especially phones as well. Imagine not even seeing that camera hump, like his own ear. Imagine it's just like...
That's slightly bigger than a grain of salt. Slightly bigger than a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought it was kind of impressive that they're slowly moving towards smaller and smaller lenses and the technology. So
yeah, sorry. I'm just reading it. Yeah, it's very, very cool, man. Very cool. A Harvard nutritionist and brain expert says she avoids these five foods that weaken memory and focus. I often will see one of these type of articles.
And it's stuff that you already know in a way.
Right, right. But you need a Harvard nutritionalist to reinforce.
To solidify it, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't eat this banana split.
Sure, yeah.
But it's also delicious, so maybe I should. All right, here's what to avoid. For your brain, added sugars. I mean, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
Just killer syrup, which also happens to be delicious. I don't really drink those type of drinks, but you know what happened the other day? Out of nowhere, I had an A&W root beer in a frosty mug. Mm. And I was like, I don't even drink these type of things. And then I drank it, and I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Kind of. They doing over here? How are they making all that happen?
There's some magic happening in there.
Holy cow. But anyway, I don't typically drink those. I don't put sugar in the coffee. I do like maybe some chocolate here and there, but I'll eat the dark variety. I'm okay with this. I do like ice cream. I don't typically need the added sugar, so it's fine with me. What do they say? Studies have linked memory impairments and less plasticity of the hippocampus, the part of the brain controlling memory, when it comes to those that are having the excess glucose in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's that sugar
And the worst
stuff.
Form of sugar is high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, hell yeah.
The deadly ones.
High octane.
NOS. Just straight up NOS.
High octane. Yeah. corn syrup. What do they say? Okay, no more than 25 grams of added sugar per day for women, and men stay under 36 grams per day. That's according to the American Heart Association. So that's, I guess, as far as the heart's concerned. Fried foods. Now that affects you, Will. You're a big chicken wing guy.
I love it. Chicken sandwiches, especially.
Oh, that's right. French fries, tempura, samosas, fish and chips, and chicken fried steak. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, I get it. Yeah, of course your mouth's watering. Look, this study looked at 715 people, measured their levels of depression and mental resilience.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that. It would affect my levels of...
Well, it's also maybe like the type equilibrium. Of person that's attracted to the fried food in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man.
A guy like me.
They're like, man, I need that. Need that fried food.
Yeah. Give me that chicken.
These are tough. Any of these studies are tough. It's like you have to look at all these other contributing factors.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we all know it's not too many fried foods that you should be having on a frequent basis.
This is for you, I guess.
High glycemic load carbohydrates. And then they show like a beautiful loaf of bread, sliced white bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like bread, man. What can I... When I was a little man, I walked past the stove, and then my Nona would be making the all day long sauce that was cooking, and then the fresh bread would be there. She would dip it into the fresh tomato sauce that had been cooking, and then that would be the first taste you would get of it with the fresh bread associated. And don't get me going, Will.
All right.
Don't even get me going.
Moving on.
Alcohol, yeah, alcohol will light me up. Not like when I was a youngster, I'm just drinking the alcohol. And then now all of a sudden I'm reaching for the lighter beers and things like that. I'm like, you know what? I don't really need that much of it. So, but again, you know, I'm an old man. It's well understood. I'm Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Nitrates, preservatives in your favorite sandwich meats and salamis and bacons. And that's another problem. It's also something you would want to eat.
Yeah. Apparently this, bumps up your bipolar disorder.
Oh, perfect. Look at this. If you simply can't live without salami and sausages, seek out those containing buckwheat flour, which is used as a filler. Instead, buckwheat flour contains important antioxidants. I didn't even know you could get a salami with buckwheat in it.
Yeah.
I don't mind buckwheat. Sometimes I put the buckwheat into like a chicken style soup. Do you ever do this?
Not particularly, but I eat buckwheat. Soba noodles.
All right, no need to get fired up, Will. No need to get sensitive about it.
It's delicious.
No need to get sensitive. Give it a shot. No need to get sensitive about it.
Yeah.
People are furious at a robot serving pancakes at Denny's.
Yeah, it was a TikTok viral video that just popped up.
Of course it was.
They're not making the pancakes, but they're serving them.
So why do the people get so furious, man? Like, I mean, look at this friendly robot.
There's two sides of the coin where people like servers complaining that, oh, these robots are taking
of course.
But on the other hand, servers were defending this robot because it could be super busy, and then the servers end up being just runners of just, you know, plating and then, or not plating, but just, you know, getting the food out.
Okay, so here's last time I think we talked about this or something like this, we were just kind of focusing on the technology. And but when you said people were furious, I thought you meant the customers were furious.
It
showed up at the table and then the pancakes flung off or something.
No, this was actually a nice experience. You know, there's two layers, maybe three, and then people just grab it from the robot.
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of fun. But I also hear you, man. A lot of people employed as servers, so kind of an interesting one. This experience happened recently. There was a sushi place, actually. I was out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it on TikTok. People actually just filmed
Okay, well, anyway, beside the hotel I was at, this is what it was. But instead, you can picture this with, like, fancy-looking sushi and stuff on it. It's even more fun. You're like, wow, look at this guy.
They make it very cute, too.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're in the robot's way, it would just start yelling, like, in a cute way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, hey.
Yeah, look, man, I'm a technology fan. The future, the Jetsons, all that stuff. Like, I don't know, man. It's just exciting. It's cool. It's fun. But I also hear the other side of it. I'm with you, Will. I don't know. People got to get jobs fixing the robots or programming them or loading them with the food or
I guess make it more efficient.
I don't know. Yeah. Somehow. Double the size of the restaurant because you can now. I know that's not all the things that's going to happen. Like, man, the future is going to get rid of people. All right. You know, what can I tell you? It's just going to happen. Like, I'm going to be.
You're in the obsolete. Metaverse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's it'll be some metaverse dude. It's going to be Mark Zuckerberg. All right. He's going to be sitting in my chair.
And yeah.
I'm going to feel very uncomfortable too. So I don't know.
Yeah. Last one here.
Kanye West wipes Instagram after Virgil Abloh's death, pleas for family.
Yeah.
So you mean like deleted everything on his Instagram?
Yeah, clean slate.
Interesting, but not Twitter.
Not Twitter, no.
No posts yet, zero posts. Curious. People were waiting to see what he was going to say. That was obviously a very unexpected occurrence. He was 41 years old.
41, yeah.
And he had been fighting cancer privately, a kind of a rare form of cancer, very deadly form. And himself, and for those that don't know, that he was a world famous icon in the fashion world, recently took a top gig at Louis Vuitton. And really tight history with Kanye.
Yeah.
Right.
They made a few of his albums, along with Jay-Z as well.
Did lots of album artwork from many famous records you've seen, and just seemed to have had a very close relationship. I saw people posting clips online of an embrace that they had after that fashion show, and they just held the hug for like a long time. Oh, you have it queued up.
Yeah. This is a very iconic moment.
Yeah. And they're both crying, I think.
Yeah. So this was like a runway for, I guess, his inauguration for like him.
Do they use that word or is that?
No.
Oh, okay.
For him being like the creative director for Louis Vuitton. And this was his fashion show. And he's hugging Kanye, kind of like saying like he made it or we made it because they went to school together in fashion design.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But yeah. I just want to give a shout out to them.
What a moment, man.
Yeah, it's
to be captured. What a
like they made it.
That's just crazy moment. Anyway, a lot of people poured in on social media that had a relationship or known Virgil. I mean, Drake put a post out and there were a lot of posts flying around, but nothing came from Kanye. And honestly, I'm not one of these people. I don't even feel like you have to. Like you had your own personal thing. You had your own personal relationship. So it's going to be up to you how you process that situation. And if you want to write something, don't write something if you're not feeling up to it or whatever. You're trying to process, you're trying to grieve somebody that was really meaningful to you. And obviously he's doing that right now if he wiped his Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. And he did have a Sunday service dedicated to him. That's pretty much it.
Rest in peace.